welcome to the Stereotypical Japan Podcast. My name is Michael, and we are here to discuss some of the stereotypes that the internet has given me about Japan. In episode 1, we will talk about how people are shy, quiet, and reserved. In case you didn't listen to the first introduction episode, I want to give a little background on how I came up with the topics for the show. Every day, before I start work, I usually sit at my desk, eat my sandwich, drink my coffee, and check out Reddit. I think I do it more as a habit, but I tend to find it pretty laughable sometimes. Because of my location, it tends to recommend me anything related to Japan. Occasionally, I'll come across a topic that just makes me a bit curious. So I click on it and always end up wondering where this rabbit hole will take me, because the top comments are usually either really cynical, biased, or just a weird take. I'm never going to engage with these comments, it really isn't worth it. But I still wanted to address some of them and how I want to share my own experiences. After that, I had the idea just to ask the internet what it thinks. So what better way to ask the internet than to ask the biggest search engine's AI? I headed over to Gemini, typed in, "What are some common stereotypes about Japan?" I looked them over and realized that some of them are true, some of them aren't, but I have experiences that can help people understand just a little more. The reason why I want to talk about Japan is not just because I live here, but because I think there's a lot of mystique about the country. Many people haven't been here before, many are interested in it but don't have a chance to come, and being an isolated nation, it is inherently more closed off from a geographical standpoint. There are so many stories about the people, or culture, or vending machines, and even to me, I find it quite interesting to look into it and see just how accurate they are through my own experiences over the years. That brings me to the first topic that Gemini Sensei decided to enlighten me about. Japanese are shy, quiet, and reserved. Yes, they are. Thank you for listening to Stereotypical Japan Podcast. Of course, I'm just joking. I think this is a lot more nuanced than a simple yes. People tend to be more quiet because that is just the polite thing to do. The alternative is to not be quiet and draw too much attention to oneself, which is definitely something a lot of people want to avoid. That is one of the key factors as to why people are quiet and reserved, but when you take that out of the equation, a lot of their true personalities start to come out, and there really isn't much of a difference between people. I'm sure some of you may have heard that Japanese people wear a mask depending on the situation they are in, and I believe that. It is something that is necessary for people that goes pretty deep into the culture. As you probably know, Japanese business culture is pretty complicated, or at least it used to be. Things have been changing since COVID, but that is a topic for another time. But because of the business culture, and that way that people had to act, and the fact that keigo still exists, which is a formal form of the language used to show respect, that just proves that it is still prevalent. There's a lot of thought that goes into the language people use, almost too much, and it can very definitely lead to some misunderstandings or even anger. When we can get comfortable enough with people for them to take off their mask, we can see the real person, and we can see those traits, like shy and quiet, are actually not that obvious anymore. For them, it really seems like it is a weight off of their shoulders, and they don't need to be walking on eggshells all the time when around others. It's like they were sitting on a plane for an 18-hour flight, and they can finally stretch their legs. It feels good, and people can really be themselves. I can't imagine what it is like from childhood to have to be conscious of how we talk and address people. That's just not something I'm familiar with. In Canada, we just speak to everyone in the same manner, of course with respect, and just in a friendly way. In many cases, people don't even want to put the mask back on, and they just begin to despise it and feel like it's so constraining. That is why a lot of people want to learn English and work in a foreign company or live overseas, or just get away from that pressure. People are starting to realize that the mask isn't as important as it was before, and it is the start of a generational shift. I talk to many people of various ages and backgrounds, and a lot of the older generation are noticing a big change in the younger generations. The common thinking is that they are losing their manners, and they don't know how to talk, and just act in a very strange way. I guess they are acting a bit strange by Japanese standards, but actually, I think it's pretty normal. Things like them not being sure about their career or wanting to change their careers, especially early on, and changing companies. There is a generation that is stuck in the middle. They see some of the young employees leave to pursue something different, and they get a bit confused. One feeling is anger, because now they have to cover for them, and it's going to lead to a lot more work and overtime. On the other hand, they feel envious because they want to do the same thing. They aren't really sure if that's such a good idea or not, because they have already gone this far and wonder if it's too late. Which, of course, is crazy. It is never too late to pursue a dream. I mean, hey, look what I'm doing, right? I've noticed that a lot of people who have been overseas really start to feel so when they come back. Going abroad because of work, studying, a week or two vacation, and honestly, just being outside of Japan can trigger that feeling in some people. My only concern is the fact that more and more of the younger generation aren't going overseas as much these days. I'm not sure if it is because they just don't feel like it is necessary because of SNS and how easily accessible the world is from the palm of their hands, or they're just scared of doing something different or unfamiliar, or simply, they just want to stay home. Whatever the reason is, I want to find a way to help them see the value in going overseas, because there really is so much to learn, even if it is just a short trip or something. There's been a recent article going around on the interwebs, maybe you've seen it, but 83% of Japanese people don't even have a passport. How crazy is that? Of course, Japan has an aging population. Approximately 30% of the people in Japan are aged over 65, and 11% of them are under 15. So that still leaves us with 42% of the population between the ages of 16 and 64 that don't actually have a passport. That is about 52 million people. Just to give you an idea of what that actually means, the population of South Korea is 51.6 million. Yeah, let that sink in for a second. Now, I have a question. For those who don't live in Japan, have you ever been to a Japanese pub or an izakaya? They all have one thing in common, and that is true for every single one in the country. They are noisy. If you have been to an izakaya and it wasn't noisy, then it wasn't an izakaya. If it's not the staff all screaming irashai as you walk in, or drunk patrons laughing in a comically loud voice, or the woman at the table next to you with a really loud eh after her friend told her something crazy, which is probably just what the weather would be like the next day or something like that. Being reserved is definitely true, but of course, like with anyone, how familiar people are with each other that plays a pretty important point too. While people are pretty reserved, once they feel comfortable enough with someone, that is when the floodgates really open and you start to peel away some of the layers of the onion. This is true for people in general, but because many tend to avoid discussing their feelings, some end up with some really weird opinions that leave others usually wondering how they even got there in the first place. I remember talking to someone, he is in his late 20s and the topic of travel came up. I asked him where he wanted to go next, be it US, Europe, you know, the usual. He says to me, "I don't want to go to the US, never." And I asked why. He just said he doesn't want to get shot. I kind of chuckled and I realized, wait a minute, he isn't joking or using it as a figure of speech. He actually doesn't want to go to the States because he thinks he's going to get shot. Not a metaphor, but he is genuinely worried about getting capped the moment he steps out of the airport. That really made me wonder, if he had spoken about something like this with others without being so reserved, would he have had a better understanding of the world? Absolutely. I tried my best to clear up that misconception, and don't get me wrong, he might actually get capped while in the US, but as long as he's careful, he should be fine, and he should definitely go one day. Just to get a better understanding of, everything. Being reserved could possibly help avoid any conflicts within a society, but that derives us of the ability to learn from the conflict and get a better understanding of each other and the world around us. I want that point to bring me back to what I said earlier. The younger generation isn't traveling abroad that much these days. I think that is one of the main problems right now. It is causing younger Japanese to be more shy, quiet, reserved. And that is leading Japan to a bigger change going forward. And the proof of that is the recent election where the ultra-conservative Sun Saito Party gained 14 seats in the upper house. That isn't really enough to make a huge change at the moment, but it is a sign of potentially how things might shift in the future. That is all to say that yes, while it is true, Japanese people are shy, quiet, and reserved, I believe that is all just a mask that people wear to try to preserve the peace and culture of the society. And while that isn't a bad thing, people need to take off that mask occasionally just to see the world from a different perspective. Thank you so much for listening. I genuinely appreciate you taking the time. This is the Stereotypically Japan podcast, and if you have any questions or comments, your own stories, or just want to get in touch, please don't hesitate to email me at stereotypicallyjapan@gmail.com, and I'll do my best to get back to you. Please follow me on socials, including Blue Sky, Instagram, YouTube, TikTok. All the links will be in the show descriptions. And if you can, please leave a review. Things like that really help for reach and engagement. Plus, I'd really appreciate just the feedback in general. So until next time, please take care from me and I'll catch you on the flip side. Janae.